Reish Ches Siv Zayin Akoites Es HaOyes. A person who eats rice that is not cooked or minimally cooked, so he makes a bayr for Yadoma after bayr nefashis. As we learned before, all the mina nezaynus is only when it becomes part of a cooked item or a baked item. If you eat it raw or independent kernels of the thing, it's a bayr for Yadoma. Here for sure the bracha afterward is bayr nefashis, because even when it's cooked, make a bayr nefashis. In pishlo ashen is ma'ech. If you cooked it, still it started decomposing, softened up very much. I talk no for also we made it fast. We ground it up and made a bread out of it. The vayah poinim is zaynus mafal poinim poshim, because it's also considered a type of mosan, something that satiates a person, even though you don't make alanisya on it, but you make a vayah poinim once it becomes either a tapshel or a baked item. Ushuloyem uriv and dover acha eloyes levada. Even in a tapshel acha, but tapshel acha is what roids. Even about chamishas mina dogim, the five grains, even if they're the minority part of the food, you make a mezaynus. The rice, which is a low level, if the majority is rice, then you make a bayim mezaynus. And the majority is something which is a shakel, you make a shakel. We saw before that it's considered cooked when it starts disintegrating or falling apart. The Mishavur says, even if it was partially nismayach by the cooking, but if it's complete, then you make a bayr piyadoma even though it was cooked. But he says that it's possible that the white rice we have today, which does not have the outer peel on it, is also not considered shleimim. We can make a mezaynus. So basically, cooked rice, you set a din, you make a mezaynus under all circumstances, because today's rice is not with a full cleaver. Even the brown rice is not with a full cleaver. And if you made a bayr piyadoma on it, you also ate it.